Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I can't wait for this episode. I love you guys so much. And I know that I was supposed to drop a podcast on Saturday. I just had like a lot of emotional things going on. So here's your podcast for today. And then this is the makeup for Saturday. And then I'm going to post another one this Saturday, probably like a little Valentine's Day special because Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday. But anyway, you guys can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Victoria Duvall, and also book me for one-on-one coaching. I also have a special surprise for you guys coming on March 1st. I hope that it will come March 1st, but until then, you guys can book me for one-on-one coaching if you'd like to go deeper and really commit to yourself and level up your life. So anyway, let's get into today's podcast, which is staying in your body through making friends. And I really wanted to talk about this because I feel like I've definitely struggled with this in my life. And when I was a child, I always had these kind of out-of-body experiences with friends where when I was kind of younger, when I was maybe around 7 to 19, I had these situations where, particularly when I was like 10 to 18, I had these situations where I was never really liked by girls. I was never liked by the girls in my area, the girls at my schools, nothing like that. And because of that, I internalized that something was wrong with me. And although I knew that nothing was wrong with me, on a subtle level, I had this belief or this ingrained kind of shame around no one ever wanting to be friends with me, no one ever liking me. I would sit at lunch alone when I was in like eighth grade, and that caused a lot of like shame in my body and embarrassment. And I would just feel really embarrassed that people didn't like me and that the other girls didn't like me, and I just internalized a lot of shame and a lot of embarrassment. And I remember just feeling so embarrassed and ashamed and nervous to go to lunch. And I had experiences in my high school. I went to an all-girls high school where the girls just didn't like me. And when I was younger, I internalized the shame, and because I didn't know how to sit with the shame, I would then go out of my body to try to make friends with girls that I didn't actually resonate with. And I feel that so many people do this in life because it really comes from a place of not being able to sit with yourself and stand alone. And if we can't stand alone, we're going to abandon ourselves and betray ourselves to try to gain the approval of others or try to get in these relationships that are really distractions, just because we can't really sit with ourselves. And I would do this when I was younger, and I would get in these friendships, or I would try to get in these friendships, and I never really stopped and checked in with myself. And if I stopped and I checked in with myself, I would say to myself, you know, well, I don't really resonate with this person. I don't really like this person. So why am I trying so hard to gain, you know, a friendship with them? And what the answer would be if I had checked in with my body and checked in with myself was, you know, I am afraid of not having friends because I don't want to be embarrassed and ashamed, and it will hurt, you know, my sense of self. And that's of course me coming as a child, how I would be responding when I was like 14 or 15. And I didn't know how to sit with that embarrassment I would feel, or like that social othering. I would be like outcasted or othered. And as I got older, I had this experience where I really was faced with this in the face, and the pattern had happened so many times. And I was faced with it finally when I was in Argentina. I went for a study abroad program, and I was about to, there was like, you know, about maybe 50 other girls in the program. There was like maybe less, honestly, probably like 25 girls in the program. And, you know, for me, I'm like, I'm such a powerful person, and I'm super individualistic and very opinionated, and I'm just a very specific person. And it takes a really, I only resonate with who I resonate with. I don't resonate with everybody. But when I went into this program, I still was coming from this space where I was out of my body. So instead of me sitting with like, I don't resonate with these people, and that's totally okay. Like coming and checking in my body, like I don't resonate with them. I would internalize they don't resonate with me, which is also true, but I didn't talk about my side of it too, which is like I don't resonate with them. And because of that, it then became this constant thing that like, there's something wrong with me because they don't resonate with me. There's something wrong with me. And I would internalize like, there's something wrong with me and they don't resonate with me. So then therefore I have to go out of my way to force this connection, force this resonance, instead of going back into my body and checking in with myself and saying, you know, wait, I don't really resonate with these people. I don't really have much in common with them. I don't feel very, you know, attracted to this friendship. And the only reason I actually would go towards this friendship is because I'm afraid of the social dynamics of not having any friends in a social setting where it's like a school or something like that, or like in class when they would, you know, ask to partner up or be in groups or something, and I didn't have anyone to partner up with or be in a group with, and I was kind of afraid of these settings, so I would go out of my body and try to be friends with people that I didn't resonate with. And I had this experience where I was in Argentina and these girls basically, I didn't resonate with anybody, and that's totally fine. And I ended up having the most incredible breakthrough 4 months of my life where I was completely in my solitude and fell in love with being alone. And always before I had been alone because I had not really resonated with anybody around me, and nobody around me had really resonated deeply with me, or even if they, maybe sometimes they did and I didn't resonate with them or things like that when I was growing up, but I had always kind of internalized this. But when I went to Argentina, I stepped into my power and I was like, it's amazing that I don't resonate with everybody. It's totally fine because I'm special, and you know, or even if I'm not special, it's just like I know that I only want relationships that are super nourishing, and I'm not really resonating with these surface level relationships. I'm not resonating with these types of things, and that's totally fine. And so I stopped internalizing the fact that I wasn't making friends. I stopped internalizing that as there's something wrong with me. And I started internalizing, understanding that there's nothing wrong with me. It's just totally normal that you don't want to be friends with every single person. And if you go on a trip and there's 25 people and you don't have a special connection with one of them, that makes perfect sense, because it's not every one in 25 people that are going to have a very deep connection with me. And another thing that I realized was that I have a tendency that I would, that it's so beautiful, but I would didn't understand, and I would kind of like internalize in a bad way when I was younger, but I have a tendency, which is actually a super important part of not using friendships to distract yourself, which is I don't want surface level friendships. And a lot of people want that. And I would get really confused because I would be unable to partake in these friendships where, you know, people use friends to distract themselves from their life, from their evolution, from their growth, from their trauma. They use friends to fill a void. If people feel lonely when they're not hanging out with other people, that means that you're using other people to fill a void. If you feel lonely, if you don't see friends or something for a couple of days, that means that you're using other people to fill a void. And I was never interested in this. I always wanted very deep, nourishing relationships. And I began to cultivate this innate quality in me, which is actually, I believe, is in everybody. But we have programming, and we grow up and we start leaving of our bodies and start becoming uncomfortable with certain feelings. So we try to distract ourselves from the feelings by people pleasing and trying to make friends and doing this and that. But basically what I'm saying is that friendships that are not deep connections are and that are surface level are really just distractions. And I actually saw a quote by Yogananda, and I'm a part of the SRF. I do the lessons with the Self-Realization Fellowship, which is started by Yogananda. And basically, the quote went something like, friendships are distractions if they're not rooted in mutual love for the Lord. And this is extremely true. If your friendships are not rooted in mutual growth, in mutual healing, if you guys aren't co-creating healing, if you guys aren't co-creating more love, if you guys aren't co-creating more expansion, if you guys aren't co-creating more, you know, healing between the two of you, all that it is a distraction. And it's not truly serving and nourishing your soul. And I don't have space for that. And I never have. And I used to internalize this as like, I don't understand why I'm not interested in, you know, having these connections with people that I'm not extremely at a very deep level. We're not very, very connected. And that's actually me just being in touch with the natural part of your natural wisdom.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
That wasn't really stripped away from me, but I, because it was so right there in my face and I didn't understand what to do with it, I would just shame myself for it. And then you get older and you realize actually that is just natural wisdom, and that's just a natural part of coming home to yourself, is accepting this. I'm not going to settle for these surface level connections. I'm going to only have connections that nourish my heart and make me feel, and that I make them feel like this is a sacred space where we're both growing and expanding and holding each other and, holding each other's hearts and just creating more love together. That's what I'm interested in. And so many people just want to use friends to fill a void. And when I started filling my own voids with love, going back in myself and seeing where I felt shame, seeing where I felt embarrassment, seeing where I didn't want to sit with myself. And when I started sitting with those aspects of myself, I stopped using other people as a way to fill my own voids. And I started making space to have other connections in my life, friendships that were truly nourishing. And that is the biggest game changer. And that's how you can have friendships where you're in your body, is when you're in your body, when you are whole, when you have gone to those wounded spaces of yourself on your own and poured love into them. Then you can stand as a whole person and go and interact with other people from a whole space. And you're not using someone else to fill a void or as a distraction from yourself. And you're not getting in these trauma bonds, which I also would get in with friends. I would get in these like trauma bond friendships. You're not doing any of that. You're inviting and creating space for nourishing friendships. And that is the space where I wanted to be. And the more work that I did with myself, I created more space for that because I started being more whole myself. And so I would invite everybody who is listening to this podcast to investigate your patterns with friendships, your wounded spaces with friendships, the wounds that come up for you with friendships, and asking yourself, what role do my friends play in my life? Are we co-creating more expansion? Are we co-creating more deep-rooted healing and love? Are we creating more sacred spaces for one another? Are we truly expanding together? Or are we using each other as a mutual distraction? Are we using each other to fill voids? Are we using each other to not feel lonely? All of these types of things are leaving your body and not standing in your true power. So I would also like suggest that you guys look at Hitomi if you want to kind of learn more about these types of things. Hitomi is the only influencer that I follow and I love her. She is a friend I would love to have. I would love to be friends with her. If anyone's listening and is friends with her and wants to set us up as friends, I would love that. But I would encourage you guys, if you want to learn more about this, to watch her YouTube videos, because she does talk a lot about sacred sisterhood and about pouring into yourself so much that you only have space for friendships that are truly nourishing and healing to your soul, and that the two of you guys are creating more expansion and both rooted in mutual love for the Lord. And the Lord, you know, God is also you, rooted in mutual love for everything, rooted in mutual love of love. That is synonymous with the Lord. It's rooted in mutual alignment, all of those types of things. That is the type of friendship where you can truly be in your body and you can truly create healthy. It's like you're not replaying old wounds, you're going to these wounds and you're actually creating something new. So it's like you're healing these old parts of you that have been hurt through these relationships that aren't replaying the old dynamics. You're creating these new dynamics with friends that you've never had. And for me, you know, all of my old friendships, all of those types of things, I was always in this out of body experience. I was kind of being like, I always kind of felt othered. I felt kind of disliked. And those types of wounds in my body I was able to pour love into all of those spaces and embody my fullness. And then the next level is then getting in those friendships that really nourish you and that you also nourish them. And they heal those parts of you that feel like unfriendable, like literally, like that you can't, you know, that you'll never have these nourishing friendships, that you'll never be like loved deeply by another, that you aren't, you know, loved deeply by another woman or friend or whatever. And I actually saw in Hitomi, her YouTube video the other day, she said that sometimes when she hangs out with friends, she thinks to herself, like, you know, why would this person ever want to hang out with me? Why would this person ever want to hang out with me? Like, what do I have to offer? And those types of, when you can identify those types of beliefs and then change them and consciously identify them, but then also have them healed by people who are also in deep alignment with you and also in deep alignment with themselves. And then those types of beliefs come up so that they can be healed and smoothed out and not affirmed. But if you're in these surface level friendships or these trauma bond friendships, those beliefs are going to be continually reinforced until you stand on your own, put a stop to it, and then eventually get into friendships that no longer reinforce these old limiting beliefs of yours, and they actually heal them just by the presence of the expansive love that you're experiencing. So I think that just getting in your body with friends and asking yourself, like, do I like this person? Do I resonate with this person? Like, do I feel that this person is really in resonance with me? What do they add to my life? What do I add to their life? And really asking yourself those questions and getting in your body instead of going out of your body and be like, oh my God, I have to be friends with them because XYZ, and kind of being in this anxious attachment energy, which I think a lot of women have. Instead of that, you can just get in your body by asking yourself, what's coming up for you? How do I feel? What is this giving me? What is this reinforcing for me? Does this remind me? Just really getting in your body. And also not internalizing if a friendship doesn't work out. It's totally fine. It makes complete sense if a friendship doesn't work out, because you're not going to be friends with every single person on the planet. That's okay. And if you can be okay with that, then you create space to have really, truly nourishing friendships, because you're not settling for these low quality ones because you are afraid of what that means if you don't have those friendships. And I also think that just a lot of people use friendships to kind of distract them from their lives, which is a whole other issue. But like, you know, if you constantly need to be with people, or you're constantly, you know, just in these environments because you can't sit with yourself and you can't be alone, that's also just going out of your body and not creating space for truly healthy and healing and nourishing friendships and connections with other people. So just, you know, check in with yourself and ask yourself where you're at, but definitely don't internalize. You know, if you don't resonate with someone, that's totally okay. And it doesn't necessarily mean that anything is wrong with you. It just means that you didn't resonate with that person. And switch the inner dialogue from "this person doesn't resonate with me, oh my God," to "I don't really resonate with that person." You know, like, that's okay. It's not that, you know, they don't resonate with me, which may be true, but you also don't resonate with them. And what if you do? What if you resonated with them and they didn't resonate with you? That's also okay. Can you sit through those uncomfortable feelings? Can you sit with those feelings of rejection? Because that's all it really is. Is it okay for you to be rejected? Yes. All of those things are okay. It's okay for you to be rejected. It's okay for you to really like someone and for them to not resonate with you. That's totally fine. That's their own prerogative. Can you sit with those feelings of rejection? Can you sit with those feelings of feeling like, you know, someone doesn't like you? Yes, of course you can. That's where the deep healing comes in. And if you can sit through those feelings and love yourself through it and get back into your body and say, you know, I'm feeling rejected right now, but I'm okay with feeling rejected. I'll allow myself to feel rejected, and I'm not going to abandon myself because I feel rejected. I'm not going to try to do a quick fix because I feel rejected by, you know, trying to people please or get this person to like me or do this and that. I'm just going to sit with this feeling, and that's okay. And I'm just going to sit with it for a little while. And those types of practices allow you to not be in friendships that are non-nourishing, and to start getting back into your body, start checking in with yourself and prioritizing your own feelings and your own experience instead of trying to avoid your experience or avoid your feelings by people pleasing or getting into friendships with people that you don't really like. And yeah, so anyway, I hope this was helpful for you guys, and I love you so much, and I will talk to you soon. If you would like to do coaching with me one-on-one, then you can book a session with me. The link is in my bio. And also, if you would like to leave a tip for this episode and for my podcast in general, if you feel that it was helpful for you, or, you know, it's serves you in any way, you can leave a tip on, I think that's in this little page or on my podcast website. But anyway, I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.